What's up, world? Coming at you live and direct and hitting you in the chest like a shot of straight jack. This is No Chasing with Petey Mac. Let's get it. What's good, y'all? This your country cousin, Pete McCarvey, a.k.a. Petey Mac, and I am back. Sorry about the hiatus, everybody. I was coming back to the States, getting situated back in my command, moving to a house. I had to help my homeboy move. I know I was supposed to give y'all this episode last week, but life has happened. A whole lot of life has happened. I'm going to keep this, try to keep this thing moving. I know it's going to be weird for y'all, as well as me, not to hear my partner in crime, my player partner, my Tennessee homeboy, Big Keith, on this thing. He's still over there in Djibouti fighting a good fight, man. Shout out to him and the rest of my friends that's still over there. Y'all down to, like a lot of y'all down to 90, man. You know, free the guys until it's backwards. Speaking of Tennessee, I actually went up there for a family trip like about a week after I got back. My mom designated a cab. She reserved a cabin up in the Smoky Mountains. I did not know how them damn roads twist and turn up there, man. I know this for a fact. Because you don't see a lot of drinking and driving off in the Tennessee Mountains, or the Smoky Mountains up in Tennessee. I can see why them damn roads twist and turn like spaghetti noodles. And they don't even have no guards. I actually made a mistake and had to drive all the way up a mountain all the way down. People say, oh, that must have been very pretty. No, that was some scary shit, though. It reminded me of, if anyone of y'all ever played Mario Kart 64, that level where Yoshi, you know, you don't even, Yoshi's level where you're going through the canyons, not the canyons, you're going through that thing that's going to fall down into the little valleys and stuff like that, and you don't know what place you're in until you get to the last level, the last lap. That's exactly what that shit was like. And I'm gonna tell y'all this, you ain't gotta worry about drinking and driving up to get risk of drinking and driving, because your ass gonna be dead. Fuck a DUI, you're gonna be DOA. They ain't coming, your family ain't coming to bail you out of jail, they coming to get your body from the morgue. Yeah, it was real cool, but I got to see a lot of my family members, you know. I hadn't seen a lot of them in a while. I actually got to welcome my great nephew into the world. I'm a great uncle now. My ass is a great uncle. So that was pretty cool. Other than that, the holidays, I went and kicked it over in ATL, Georgia. You know, I always find my way back to the A. I went to go see the Saints play the Falcons. Them Saints whooped the Falcons like they stole something. Beat them like a 3-year-old in Kmart, man. Man, the kicker was when the lineman just straight pushed Matty Ice down to the ground like he won. She just basically said, watch that little bitch, and just took it on in, man. The Saints. I know the Saints cried in the car. They had to cry in the car. Another great thing that happened, we talking about football. It always brings me great pleasure to say this, because I, with the exception of Patriots fan, this team I'm about to say, their fans are some of the most annoying fucking fans, for the most part. Some of them cool, but for the most part, as a whole fan base, they are some of the most annoying fucking fans. The University of Alabama lost to their arch rival, Auburn. And in the words of an old radio personality where I'm from, Ray Ray Russell, Alabama lost. Alabama lost. And moving on to another thing, college football. Michigan, I don't know what the fuck happened to y'all. Ohio State came in their house and just blasted the shit out of them. Michigan, that looks like if that ass whipping that Michigan took against Ohio State, that's like if a man come home, catch his wife cheating on him, and then the dude that his wife cheated with beat the shit out of him, and try on his damn bathrobe, slip, and go make a sandwich, and drink his last beer. That's how bad that damn whooping was. Moving on to other things in sports. Moving on to college basketball. Y'all bet with me, because I'm kind of struggling with this one. The Duke Blue Devils were upset by Stephen F. Austin University. I don't even know their mascot. I ain't even I ain't even take time to get to learn that damn mascot for Stephen F. Austin. I already know this is going to be another disappointing fucking season for the Blue Devils. As a Blue Devil fan, you get used to it. Being a Blue Devil fan is almost like being that mama who prayed that your one child who's always in and out of jail is going to do right. But every time you get that phone call at 3 a.m, you know, yeah, that's that motherfucker there. That is that motherfucker there. So, yeah, so if any Blue Devil fan listening, we got a long fucking season ahead of us, boy. Oh, we got a long fucking season ahead of us, man. Feel great to do it. Like I said, it does feel great to be back in Georgia. I wish this weather would make up its fucking mind. One moment it's 72 degrees. Next moment it's frosting over. Next moment you need a raincoat. Next moment you need some mosquito repellent. Damn, George don't know what the hell it want to do. Shit, almost kind of made me miss being in Djibouti. Hell, at least it was consistent. Hot as shit and hot as fuck. So, yeah. So, you know, that's pretty much what's been going on since I've been back, man. Now, we about to get into some food talk, y'all. So, a lot of my friends know that I am not really that big into Lizzo. The artist slash actress Lizzo. I don't wish nothing against the lady. She grinding, she doing her thing. Her music just ain't for me. Her music ain't for me. Her personality ain't for me. She got confidence, but she just ain't for me. Her energy gives off the energy of your like loud mouth ass auntie who think she has a booming personality, but it's just, bitch, get the fuck away from us. You making me sick. So I don't hide it. I mean, I don't wish no ill will toward that woman. I wish no coins be taken away from her. Baby, get your coins. Shit working for you, work for you. But I'm not going to sit there and ride the wave just because everybody is riding the fucking wave. And it came down to this. I had to have a little run-in with somebody because they thought they were going to come on my page and bully me. And I had to let them know this ain't what you want. And this ain't what's happening. And I'm finna read you the writing. So what happened was how this came about. So somebody put up there's a meme that I shared. Now in the meme, it shows Professor Ogilvy and Nikki Parker. If y'all know who those are, the two characters from the Parkers. Now you know the history of, if you know the show, then you know that Nikki was always trying to force herself onto the professor, but the professor didn't want shit to do with Nikki. He was annoyed by her. He wasn't attracted to her, anything like that. So over the professor's body, it had a text box and it said me. And then behind him, it showed like Nikki come up behind him, hugging him. Watch, it's clear that he is very uncomfortable with it. And it says, our community trying to force Lizzo's music on us. And I agree with that 100%. So what I did is I shared the meme and I said, on God. That was my caption, on God. So the first person that pops up is this, I'm trying to avoid calling her a bitch, but that's what she is. I'm just going to say this unstable creature, as P said on Baby Boy, this unstable creature comes up. And she's one that's always going off on tangents. She kind of overweight. Well, ain't no kind of overweight. That motherfucker big. She big as fuck. She's always mad that somebody don't like somebody of a certain size. But yet she sits there and is like very fucking shallow. It's like, I don't want a guy who's this short. Or I don't want a young guy. She just one of them women who just fucking hate men. And it's obvious she hates fucking men because fucking men hate her. And it's justified why the fuck they do. So there's a couple of posts I put up that she said something to it. But I tried to be respectful on Facebook. My mama watching. So, you know, my mama's a Christian woman and she ain't raised me to be that way. So she decides that she's going to stick up and she's going to speak out for fat women. And I don't mean fat in a bad way. It is what it is. Some people fat, some people skinny, some people tall, some people short. I'm one of the short people. And if I'm not careful eating all this damn good food in Georgia, I'm going to be on my way to be one of the fat motherfuckers. But she decides that she's going to speak up for overweight women everywhere and go, well, fuck you then. We don't want you anyway, nigga. We don't want you liking us. You ain't got to like us. We ain't want you. And I fucking lost it. I was already pissed off about something that happened that day. And this was like she that was the straw that broke the camel's back, and she thought she was gonna get a go round for the go round. I had to shut that bitch down. So I said, yo, shit, this is what I put. I put, shut the fuck up. I said, nobody hates fat women. I said, I've actually dated a few fat women, and I still do date a few fat women. So ladies out there, if you're fat and you're cute, holler at me. Especially you little short, cute fat women, you know, y'all kinda remind me of. I look at short fat women like playing a game of pinball, you know. Bang your ass on every corner around that room. Bring your little ass over here. Make you look like little Sonic the Hedgehog when he ball up. Anyway, I'm going on tangent. So I said, I actually have dated fat women. I said, people don't like her because she's annoying and obnoxious like you. I said, you always coming on somebody's shit. You always complaining. I said, just shut the fuck up. And boy, that shit lit up, man. Oh my goodness. My homeboys hyping it up. They liking, they laughing at it and shit. It's basically like a Facebook version of the ooh video, you know what I'm saying? So she tries to come back with, you shut the fuck up. You always doing it. And I had a little, oh, hold on. Watch that little bitch. Then my shit. I'm talking about what the fuck I want to talk about. And then I really went in on her with this one. I said, for somebody who lives in L.A., you show... have these fucking delusions of grandeur, which I know her little bitty brain probably couldn't compute with the fuck a delusion of grandeur is. Some of y'all motherfuckers don't know what delusion of grandeur is. Go look the shit up. I'm not gonna explain it to you. I ain't your dad. I ain't your kindergarten teacher. Go look that shit up. So I went off on her, and my homeboys hitting me, and my homeboys, they lighten the shit up even more. They lighten the shit up. So then she puts back a retort, and she likes it her fucking self. She thought she was gonna get support from all the women. Thought she was thinking over women, but here's the thing. All my friends on Facebook know, they like, as a matter of fact, my cousin Ashley even got in my inbox and said, yo, thank you for doing that. She gets on our fucking nerves with that shit. Man, the shit got so bad, boy. I told you. It got so bad, she unfriended me. I tell you straight like this. And I tell anybody who try to come for me, if you want to go at me, I make you famous. I will make you fucking famous. I try my damn best to make famous. You won't be a part of the show, bitch. I make you the show. Or like Pop Smoke say, baby, welcome to the party. But anyway, so, and this is one of those things that kind of really pisses me off. Ladies, men don't have to, especially my overweight ladies. Overweight ladies, nothing, no offense to y'all. I'm just going, like I said, this is no chaser. So I'm going to hit you straight like a shot of Jack or tequila. People don't have to overlook the fact that you are a bitch. Or you're rude as fuck just because you're overweight. You don't get to do all that, be rude and nasty to people. Then when they clap back at you, oh, you fat shaming. No, you just a bitch. You just mean and don't nobody fucking like you. It ain't got nothing to do with your side. There's a bunch of pretty women out there that's big. One of my favorite women, and she on one of my top 10. If I ever go to Hollywood, I'm letting her have it, is Jill Scott. I think Jill Scott is fucking gorgeous. Spell after what she did with that goddamn microphone, you know. Shit, I tell you one thing, shit, I be there for sound check all the time, you know? You dig what I'm telling you, Miss Scott? But y'all don't get to, it's not, you can't be, like I said, be nasty and then think that that's just going to make people you can't be fat and just think that's going to make people overlook that you're a bitch. No, I will call you out if you a bitch. Fellas, y'all do it too. Some of you fellas, y'all be doing the same shit. Y'all be, a lot of people say, being short, they like, oh, he getting mad when somebody come in here because he got a little man complex. Some motherfuckers got a little man complex. I'm not going to lie about that. I have seen some cats with some little man complexes. But no, it has nothing to do with them. Some little motherfuckers, they just assholes. I mean, hell, I'm an asshole at times. I can be an asshole at times. I can, well, more times than few, I can be an asshole. My friends will tell you that. They will tell you that. Like, for instance, if I'm ready to go somewhere, or if I'm wingmanning for one of my homeboys, and my homeboys hate this, if I'm wingmanning for one of them, if I don't like the chick I'm talking to, I just straight up say, okay, fuck this. I don't want to talk to black ass no more. bro, can we go? I'm just gonna walk off. I'm like, all right, bro, you be cool. I'm out this motherfucker. I don't, cause I'm 39, bro. I don't have time to sugarcoat shit with people. Like, I'm at this point, I don't even be, you know, just want to talk to people, just talk to people and casually date. I'm too old for all that shit. But women will always do that. Like, dark skin, like, you know, some dark skinned women, not all of them. Dark skinned women, I'll be, oh, he don't want to talk to me. You wouldn't talk to me like that. You think you all that because you light skinned. You wouldn't talk to them light skinned bitches like that, man. Light skinned women are actually, some light skinned women are actually some of the have worst fucking attitudes, if truth be told. Or you wouldn't talk like that to a white bitch. And I'm going to be honest with y'all about white women. If you think a black woman has a fucked up attitude, try fucking with a white girl with a fucked up attitude. Oh, they make black women look like they just cute little preschoolers. A white woman's attitude, that is one of the most disgusting things. That shit like my lantern. Y'all remember my lantern? Y'all remember how nasty and chalky that shit was? That's how that is. For the most part, I like my, you know what I'm saying? For the most part, I don't need to stop talking about white women like that. For the most part, I like my white women like milk. I don't fuck with milk. But yeah, you can't just be an asshole nobody and then trying to say, oh, it's because you don't like cousins. That is not true, because it's some in-shape women that I really can't stand. The city girls are two of them. Them two of them motherfuckers. Did I watch the damn twerk video? Yes, I watched it. I watched it. That don't mean I liked all of it. I just watched it because people said it's better than Tip Drill, which was a fucking lie. Tip Drill is still winning as one of the best twerk popping, throwing that ass in the circle, whatever you want to call it. Oh, and speaking of Tip Drill, this is for my boy Big Keith. Y'all don't like them girls, we like them girls, huh? That's the insider between me and him. He'll know what I'm talking about. But yeah, you can't just use your insecurity to justify that for you being an asshole or a dickhead to somebody. You can't do that shit. That's very childish, and you need to grow the fuck up. Or because if you don't and you keep trying to get mad at people not liking you, you're gonna have a situation like that young, like that unstable creature had with me, and somebody gonna light your ass up like a Christmas tree. And then you're going to thank everybody who... And this is how you know everybody really sick of your shit. If nobody's coming to your fence, then you're an asshole. You're an asshole. You're an asshole. Don't nobody have time to put up with that bullshit, man. We out here, we trying to live life. We all got opinions we want to express because your ass feels some type of way about it. We supposed to sit there and listen to your bullshit. Get the fuck out of here. I ain't doing that shit. I don't even care about my boss's fucking opinion half the time. I put that motherfucker on Charlie Brown mode. You still going, huh? This motherfucker still, okay. Yeah, you still, god damn, thought your ass would never shut the fuck up. But yeah, that's all I got to say about that. I'm about to have high blood pressure. Just keep thinking about this shit. Okay, these next two stories I'm going to talk about, I got to brace myself for them because they hit close to home for me, because I have nieces the age of these two victims, so I got to compose myself. And excuse me if I may go off and say a lot of profane language, but that's just good shit coming from the heart. First story I'm going to talk about comes from Chicago, Illinois. Another sad thing coming out of Chicago dealing with murder, but hey, shit happened, unfortunately. Young lady who was a student at the University of Illinois at Chicago by the name of Ruth George was brutally murdered and raped because some fuck-ass dude got pissed off because she didn't respond to his catcalls. And maybe some of y'all out there, what the hell is a cat call? Cat call like, hey, mama, that ass fatter. Hey, girl, you fine as fuck. Hey, shawty, you thick as shit. That's a cat call. The next story that I'm going to discuss, I think y'all all know about this happening at Clark Atlanta University. I think I was still in Djibouti when this happened, as a matter of fact. Dude killed his girlfriend's roommate. Murdered his girlfriend's roommate. And I think it was after the girlfriend said something to him. The girl said something to her roommate about her boyfriend. And the detail, they never said what the exact thing was. But I've been young and I've been in situations like that. Hell, I was in County M1 right before I left the voodoo. We ain't gonna talk about that. So I know what this is. I've seen it play out before. The young lady was probably getting hit on. When I say hit on, I mean dude was trying to flirt and he was trying to, trying to mack on her. Not like he was physically going upside her fucking head. And old girl turned her down. And homegirl, Alexis Crawford, that's a young lady who was brutally murdered, found in the park. She probably told her roommate what was going to happen, was threatening to tell her roommate what was going to happen. And the dude killed her. And then the other girl probably believe what he said, man, she lying on me, she lying, she don't want you to be happy, nothing like that, man. You need to probably need the man, I'm gonna kill that girl, you need to help me out and all that bullshit. And now she gonna, now a dumbass gonna end up on an episode of For My Man on TV1, stupid bitch. So I just wanna say about this, you niggas need to learn, a woman is not obligated to give you no play. I need to learn how to boss up and understand no means no. Take an L, man. You're going to take an L. Especially if you're a black man in America. Nigga, you born with L's. So, shit, you take that one on the chin. Because you black man in America, trust me, a woman telling you no, that ain't going to be the first time you get no or doe slam, a doe clothes in your face or turned down for a loan or anything like that. That's not going to be your first rejection. Trust me. Y'all some punk ass dudes, man, who do shit like that. And I don't even know why you think catcalling, for the first one, I don't even know why that motherfucker thought catcalling at that girl would be the way to go. Like, first of all, hey girl, your ass fat. I don't think I've ever seen that shit work. And if it did work on a chick, that's a smash and dash, homie. That ain't even somebody you really want around anyway. Because the thing about me, I don't even like a woman who ain't got no respect for herself. I sleep with a woman that ain't got no respect for herself. That ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm just trying to get my rocks off. But as far as you being my woman and me dealing with you other than, nah, we cool, mama. We cool. And then to you other dude, this is to the other dude who did that stupid ass shit. Nigga, that's player 101. You don't never shit where you eat, motherfucker. That girl stay with your girlfriend. And you're going to do some stupid. You dumb. Ooh, you dumb ass boy. Boy, who teaching these young niggas the game? And then on top of that, and then to kill a girl because of that? Man, you know what? I wish. Because the one in Atlanta, that's. I'm stationed in Georgia. That's in Georgia. I wish they had firing lines again. Because I would love to be on that firing line for his punk ass. But I know I won't be able to do it for two reasons. One, they don't do firing line no more. Two, I ain't that good with a rifle. So, yeah, that kind of negates that. But these stories, man, y'all just, we got to protect our sisters better, man. Because these are some sad stories, man. We really going to have to look out. Man, this world is just, it's getting crazy and crazy days go by. Especially for sisters, women of color. Because granted, heinous crimes like that happen all the time, but a lot of time they roll our shit, they push our shit under the rug. So luckily, the news outlets are still talking about this, and luckily, all those perpetrators have been brought in, and they're about to get served up some justice. So that's one good thing out of this story. These stupid motherfuckers ain't get away with none of it. And this is what made me mad. One dude in the Ruth George, that's the young lady in Chicago I was mentioned. Somebody put up an Instagram post that was talking about what happened to her, about the cat call. Some dumbass put underneath the damn picture on Instagram, he said, "See, lady, see how much a smile and a hey can get you. It can take you a long way. Hell, it can possibly save your life." And I replied back to him. I said, brother, I ain't gonna tell you to kill yourself. All I'm gonna, but if your ass was to drive in the incoming traffic on 85 during Atlanta rush hour traffic, I wouldn't shed a tear for your punk ass. That is not something that was that was joke worthy, nigga. Fuck wrong with you, man? But man, we gonna have to figure out a way to protect our young women, man. Cause you know that could have easily been one of my nieces. Them could even be two of my nieces. So that's really why I feel some type of way about that shit. Cause please believe, if that had been me or mom, any one of mine. Well, they ain't gonna have to bust hell wide open because their daddies and their granddaddies gonna already bust hell wide open. I'm just gonna be able to just slide on in that motherfucker. They gonna tear hell up so bad, Satan gonna be like, God damn, y'all need to get the hell up out of here. Y'all niggas crazy. So, RIP to Miss Ruth George of Chicago, Illinois, and RIP to the young lady who was attending Clark Atlanta. I don't know if she's from Atlanta, so I won't say loud. Just say attending Clark Atlanta, Miss Alexis Crawford. Rest in heavenly peace, ladies. So sorry y'all families had to go through this close to the holidays. Well, y'all, we've come to the end of the first episode of No Chaser with Petey Mac. Hopefully I serve you up some truth straight. If something I said may offend you or you just don't like the language that I use, I don't give a shit. You clicked on this, like Dave Chappelle said. I know y'all used to the episodes being about 1 hour, but it's kind of hard doing that right now because I ain't got my man Big Keith with me. You know, me and him usually go back and forth, and then that'll make, you know, when you're going back and forth, that'll make time go by quick. And next thing you look up, you got hours and change of content. But, you know, let me know what y'all think. You know, you give it to me, same, no chaser. Y'all owe that to me, just like I owe saying a lot of this to y'all. Have to get back into it. If you want, you know, my contact, because I didn't really do that because Big Keith didn't like to give out his contact, but I'm by myself. You can email me at pdmac10@yahoo.com. That's the way my name is spelled, as you see it on the title card, the number 10@yahoo.com. Follow me on Instagram. PDMac10, Twitter, people even tweet like that anymore? I don't tweet, but you can follow me on there too. You can tweet some stuff that you may want me to talk about. Tweet how you feel about what you heard. Find me on Facebook, Pete McCarver. You can type in PDMac and it'll pop up my picture. End it the way my boy Big Keith used to always end it, because like my grandma always used to say, the shit ain't broke, motherfucker, leave it alone. Y'all be cool, stay calm, and get paid. This Peter Mac. Peace.